by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
The Community File.
More than 30,000 West Australians live with a diagnosis of dementia. If you need to talk to someone, Alzheimer's Australia WA are here. The National Dementia Helpline is a telephone information and support service. It is available for people living with dementia, carers, family and friends, as well as people concerned about memory loss. It is open to health professionals, service providers and community organisations. If you need their help, call 1800 100 500. That's 1800 100 500. They are available every day except public holidays and weekends.
Why not become the sponsor of this news report? Contact 89.7 FM.
This is 89.7 FM news.
National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Frank Bonacorso. The New South Wales government is launching an urgent review after the killing of a young mother whose alleged murderer was released on bail on a slew of serious charges in the days before her death. 28-year-old childcare worker and mother Molly Ticehurst was found dead inside her home at Forbes in central western New South Wales on Monday. Her former partner has been charged with her murder. 29-year-old Daniel Billings is also accused of raping and stalking Ms. Ticehurst in the months before the killing. He was on bail at the time of her death. Mr. Billings appeared in court yesterday, accused of launching a 3-month reign of terror on the mother before her death. 4 spears stolen from British explorer Captain James Cook are being returned to their traditional owners in Sydney. Sasha Foote reports.
The spears were taken from the Gweagal people in Kami, the indigenous name for Botany Bay, in 1770 and given to Cambridge University's Trinity College the following year. From 1914, the spears were on loan to Cambridge University's Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology. The spears will now be returned to representatives of the Laparoo Aboriginal community in a ceremony at Trinity College's Wren Library. The repatriation has been supported by the Australian Government and the National Museum of Australia. They'll be displayed at a new visitor centre at Kurnell in Botany Bay.
The Communications Minister says no politician should be forced to remove themselves from social media platforms after ex-owner Elon Musk failed to remove footage of a violent crime. It comes after Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie deleted her profile from X, formerly Twitter, yesterday after labelling Mr. Musk a social media liar. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says the choice to remain on social media platforms lies with individuals both in and out of public office.
Jackie Lambie's view on this matter. She is a smart and considered person who has made a decision of her own accord. I think this points to, again, the power of the social media platforms. The way in which we engage now, they are, as many organisations have attested, unavoidable trading partners.
Activists are set to descend on Crown Casino in Perth as the country's leading oil and gas company holds its annual general meeting. Activists from a number of major environmental groups will protest against Woodside Energy's continued focus on oil and gas exploration. The groups are urging shareholders to vote against the re-election of Richard Goyder as Woodside's chairman and against the passage of its Climate Transition Action Plan. A New York court has heard that an American tabloid newspaper suppressed negative stories about Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential election campaign. On day 2 of Mr. Trump's hush money trial, prosecutors questioned former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker for nearly 3 hours. Mr. Pecker revealed he'd met with Mr. Trump and his lawyer and agreed to promote positive stories about him during the campaign. Prosecutors are trying to prove Mr. Trump influenced the 2016 election result by preventing damaging information about a sex scandal from coming out in the days before polls opened. A 12-string acoustic guitar that belonged to the late John Lennon is expected to fetch around $1 million at auction after it was found in the attic of a home in Britain. The auctioneers said Lennon played the guitar on the Beatles' 1965 album Help. The guitar was lying in an attic and was rediscovered by the current owners during a house move.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Wednesday afternoons from 3, join John and Stokesy for Wednesday Drive, giving you lots of info on events and services in the community, Fuel Watch, the Share Market Report, local and national sport. Basically, we're keeping you up to date with what's happening around you. And don't forget our Pet of the Week segment each week from 3:30, thanks to our community partners, the Dogs Refuge Home and Cat Haven. And of course, there's heaps of great music for wherever you're heading or whatever you're doing. John and Stokesy for Wednesday Drive. Tune in from 3 p.m. on 89.7 FM. We're proudly local.
Live. Now on 89.7 FM. 9 to 12 midday.
It's the Wednesday morning show. The Wednesday morning show. It's the Wednesday morning show. So they can eat a hand of sun. It's the Wednesday morning show.
Yes, good morning. At 5 minutes past nine, you do have the Wednesday morning show with myself, Sue Meek, and of course, the very lovely Nina Henderson. We're going to take you through until 12 o'clock this afternoon, as we do each and every Wednesday. We have some wonderful, with a capital W, guests on the show this morning, including great sponsors and friends, Exceed Real Estate, talking about the current housing market here in Perth. We're also going to catch up with City of Joondalup talking e-waste. And three wonderful artists, Australian artists, have all released brand new music. They are Jacob Vincent, Pet Rhino, and Eastbound Buzz. We'll be talking to all of those artists and playing their new tracks. That's what we love to do here, is support our arts and our artists. And we certainly do that here on this show by playing and chatting to these wonderful people. Also, on that note, we have a truckload of brand new music. In fact, as I speak, it is reversing up and putting them into our files. There is so much from all over the country and indeed international brand new music as well. So we're going to play all of that. But as always, we like to start off with an extended remix of any given song. You'll all know this song, but this is the dance mix of it. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Oh, great. Mix there, of course, ZZ Top's Legs there. And that was the dance mix of that particular track, which I thought was really good. 15 minutes past 9 o'clock. This is brand new. Well, sort of. It's a cover of an older song, completely reworked and redone. And I'll tell you who by, but you can hear it first. It is very, very good. You need to turn it up. It's a beautiful cover version there of Moby's Porcelain, and that is done by the very talented duo of Pete Carman and Tanya Hanna of Divinium. But the vocals there are from one very talented young lady who hails right here from Perth by the name of Hayley Mengel, 22-year-old indie pop singer-songwriter, and she collaborated with Pete and Tanya for that. I think they've done a wonderful job of it. Hayley's vocals throughout that are just stunning. Beautiful work. Once again, that's Divinium, and they have a mass amount of music on their website. You should really go and check them out. Very talented duo there. Pete's from Perth, Tanya from Over East. Good morning to the both of you. All right, very shortly we're going to catch up with Jonathan Marlowe from Exceed Real Estate, wonderful friends and sponsors of 89.7 FM. But first, we must hear from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Stay in the loop with what's happening in your community. Visit station sponsor City of Joondalup's website at joondalup.wa.gov.au and subscribe to an e-newsletter. You'll find everything you need to know about community, events, updates and job vacancies. Register today for this free service.
The Community File.
Are you interested in gardening? The Girraween Community Garden is looking for new members to join us for gardening and social activities. We are located behind the Girraween Library. Contact Wendy at girraweengarden@gmail.com or on the garden's Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
89.7 FM
subscribes to the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice, which outlines standards relating to program content, including news and current affairs, Australian music, and sponsorship announcements. The codes also outline the principles of diversity, independence, and volunteerism for community broadcasting. If you have a complaint regarding something you have heard on this station, you should put your complaint in writing and send it to the station. If you would like a copy of the codes of practice, visit www.cbaa.org.au.
It's 20 minutes past 9 o'clock. You are listening to the Wednesday Morning Show, 897 FM. Thank you for doing so. Each and every month, we catch up with our great friends and sponsors, Exceed Real Estate. This morning, we catch up once again with Jonathan Marlowe. Good morning, Jonathan. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Although the weather in the last 2 days has suddenly turned, hasn't it? We've been, you know, blessed with this amazing amount of summer weather, even in our first month of autumn. But now today and yesterday were quite cold. Are you feeling the cold?
Yeah, I did a bit. I was have to swim in an outdoor pool at the moment because the swim centre that's, you know, near my home that I normally swim at is closed for renos.
Oh, right.
And, yeah, you definitely feel it in the, in this, when it's cold in the morning, you definitely feel it in those outdoor pools.
Exactly. But look, though, swimming in very, very cold water is actually very good for you. So
apparently so. Apparently so.
So you're doing a good thing, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, look, we're going to talk housing market again. And apparently this week the sales transactions in Perth were up 4.4 from the week before. And that was across the board, whether it was homes, units or land sales, Jonathan.
Yeah. I mean, it's look, it's probably just that normal thing that we see week to week.
Yep.
Like some weeks it's down, some weeks it's up. You know, generally it's holding reasonably steady at the transaction volumes that we saw last year. I mean, we're probably seeing a little bit of stuff creep in where, you know, there will be an outcome on the property, for instance, where the campaign might have been run particularly well by whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got, you know, like a, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 people that competed on the property. And so it drove the price up and then that becomes new sales evidence.
Okay. Right? Yep.
And that new sales evidence then, when you, you know, use that to then price the next property that's coming on, sometimes that, you know, the market's taking a little bit of time to catch up to that.
Oh, right, yeah.
So we're seeing some patches right now that are coming across where we see, you know, every now and then there's a property that, you know, based on the evidence, we price it and that's what we always do. And we're hearing, you know, less noises, like less of a comforting noise from the marketplace than what we would normally hear. And, you know, you kind of, that can cause you to go, okay, has the market changed? You know, and again, we're probably, you know, like always just watching that stuff. And it's, you know, it's really, it's quite fascinating and you know, like to sort of see how this, because the problem is when a market does change, if it changes, and I'm not saying it's changed right now, to be honest, you know, it's we're seeing some of those things come up, but we've also seen that before and then the market surged.
Yep.
So we probably feel like, you know, it's just something to really watch very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, there isn't a banner that gets dragged along at the back of a plane announcing that the market's changed, you know, batten
yes.
down the hatches or whatever you need to do, you know what I mean? Like, there's yeah. no warning when the market changes. It just changes and then you find through anecdotal evidence or through, you know, you find behind your outcome or your knowledge of it is behind the times. So you find it late.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Yeah, quite a lot of science behind it, apparently, Jonathan. Sounds like it.
Well,
anyway. Well,
it's very much like, and this is the thing, that's why I always laugh when, you know, we've got people that are forecasting where the market's going to go. You know, you really can't because, yeah, I mean, obviously at the moment it looks like it's buoyant still. It looks
yep.
like it could have more growth this year, but that could easily change.
Exactly. Well, just for people's interest, they might want to know that the top performing suburbs apparently for sales were Baldivis and Rockingham, and Armidale actually came in fifth. Now, the Perth's highest sale price last week was Cottesloe, $4 million. Was that one of your purchases, Jonathan? Did you buy that?
No, it wasn't one of my purchases.
I'd like to know what size home that was in Cottesloe. Wow.
Well, it probably wouldn't have been that big, to be honest, at $4 million in Cottesloe. There's homes in there that are a lot dearer than that, and there's homes in Perth that are selling for a lot more.
Yeah.
An interesting result. And I think probably the more interesting piece was the cheaper suburbs that have been racing along. And I think that's just a measure of affordability,
That's precisely right, isn't it? I mean, it's what people can afford. And you know, those areas are more affordable to people on, you know, lower incomes. Everybody's looking, obviously, for a house at the moment. Also, rentals. Rentals were up again this week as well. So, it's, as you say, the market at the moment is still booming along. And you know, there just does not seem to be enough homes to either buy or rent at the moment, Jonathan.
Well, there was an article by Ronald Chan, who's with Finbar, I believe. He put an article in the newspaper the other day and you know, cited some research he'd found around migration stats. So the net migration to WA was 18,000. I think it was either over the quarter or the month or whatever it was, the period he was talking about. And, you know, that's compared to the long-term average of 4,000.
Oh,
so, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on housing stock. And obviously we've just seen, you know, Collier Homes has just gone into liquidation this morning. That was just announced.
I must have missed that bit. I have not actually heard that. That is news.
So it's another builder that's in trouble, and obviously you know that tends to create all sorts of other issues, doesn't it? Because you know, like our supply of homes is not fixing itself.
No, exactly. That's right. It's just got, that's terrible news. And you know, that's happening too, you know, not, you know, in WA and other, you know, so many other parts around Australia where these builders are just, you know, that they just can't do it. You know, they've locked into building these homes probably 2 or 3 years ago and everything's gone up and they just can't afford to actually finish them, you know?
Correct. And that's the problem.
Exactly.
You know, and which we talked about before, you know, so I don't know how, like, housing supply is going to have to be, you know, addressed, you know, in a different way than the way it's being addressed.
Absolutely.
They're not solving the problem.
No, absolutely not. And all right, and now for, and let's just do a couple of tips from yourselves, Exceed Real Estate. You know, if people are out there today and they want to sell their home, what are some of the best tips to get the most amount of money for your house that you can?
Yeah, look, don't be seduced by an off-market opportunity.
Yeah, we talk about this so much, don't we?
Yeah, like it's so many people get, you know, seduced by it. And
because it seems to be quick and easy, doesn't it? I mean, it's quick, it's easy, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's right. And people think, well, I'll save, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 in marketing. But the reality is, you know, you're probably going to be dropping $50,000 in price, you know, and that could be on the low side. And you know, the problem is that these off-market opportunities look great because the evidence says they look great. But if that property went to market, and you know, we've seen it comparisons where, you know, in the same street, similar home, you know, something that sold off market, not with us, but with one of our competitors. And then we sold, you know, like I think one went for 430. We sold the identical property for 480 by just taking it to market.
Yes.
You know, and that's a big amount of money at that price range.
Oh, absolutely. You know? It is, yes. So I guess the message there is, you know, you want to sell your house and obviously everybody wants it, you know, sooner rather than later, but just have a bit of extra patience because, you know, in the long run, it will pay off, Jonathan.
Yeah, I mean, and that doesn't mean sit on the market for 3 months.
No,
either,
no,
because
that's right.
You know, you're actually going to get a worse result then as well. But it means that, you know, like, go to market, get it properly exposed, get multiple offers competing on your property, and you'll get a better result.
Exactly. All right, Jonathan. And for more, if someone's listening out there and they want some more advice or they just want to give you a call, what's the best thing to do?
Look, you can get us on 9207-2088 or visit our website, exceedre.com.au. That's Exceed with an X.
Jonathan Marlowe, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for being proud station sponsors of 89.7 FM. Take care.
Thanks, Sue. Bye.
You're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show, 89.7 FM. We're going to go to this, and then after, I'll come back and tell you what it is. That was a beautiful cover there from The Beautiful South. That was originally a song by American rock band Blue Oyster Cult, and that was Don't Fear the Reaper. And as I said, that cover there that I just played was The Beautiful South. And if you listen to the very fantastic Goat Show last night with Tony D'Souza, and that is the greatest of all time songs, a celebration of, in fact, you would have heard that song play there amongst some other very brilliant tracks that Tony from The Goat Show played last night. And if you missed the show, well, you really missed the show, you need to go back onto our website there and go onto the podcast, and you can listen to last night's show again for the next 7 days. And I urge you to do that. He has a great show. He has lots of information in between playing some great music. He goes he plays a lot of covers. He does the old versus new. So, for example, last night, I didn't know that actually, Pearl Jam have just released a brand new track. So he played Daughter from Pearl Jam, and then he played their brand new track, which is a really fast-paced one. And, yeah, a really good track, actually. I thought it was great. It does lots of different things like that. He also talks about the English soccer, world soccer as well, and a myriad of other things as well. So it's a fantastic show. And just before that, of course, is our brand new show right here on these airways with Dave Elliott and Connor, and that is Half the World Away, and that is 2 hours of the best of British music. So if you are now living in Australia and you're from England and you want your British song dose of each and every week, then I suggest that you tune in from 6 till 8 p.m. before The Goat Show and with Dave Elliott and Connor for Half the World Away. And talking of Dave Elliott, you can also catch him tonight for One Step Beyond, the Ska show. He loves his ska and two-tone music. And I think if you Googled ska or two-tone, his name would come up. He really knows his stuff there. Lots of fantastic, awesome shows right here on this very dial, and I'll tell you about more of them very, very soon. All right, I'm just going to go back with another song before we launch into some of our new music stuff, which will happen straight after this. Stay tuned.
Yeah. station sponsor.
The need for vital resources continues to rise. Meanwhile, the climate is warming and regions are becoming drier. We need new ways to support our increasing population while also conserving our rich biodiversity. Any ideas?
Every single day, science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
To all stroke survivors and their carers, there is a life after stroke. Come along and meet people who know exactly what you're going through and are there to give you support and encouragement you need. You will walk again, you will speak again. It just takes time. At the Northern Suburbs Stroke Support Group, they'd love to see you at the Wanneroo Recreation Centre, Wanneroo, the second Friday of each month from 3 p.m. To know more, contact Sally Allen today on 9305 0469 or 0417 951 511.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has been committed to improving the health of Australia's remote and rural communities for over 86 years. Last year, our emergency rescue and essential healthcare services touched the lives of more than 280,000 Australians. That's one person every 2 minutes. Call 1300 669 569 or visit flyingdoctor.org.au. Help keep the Flying Doctor flying.
18 minutes to 10 o'clock. Thanks to all our wonderful sponsors out there. If you would like to be a sponsor of this very radio station, head to our website and look at the contact details there and get in touch with us. We've got some great deals at the moment and, you know, and it's all about supporting the community radio station that supports the community. We are all volunteers here on this station. We are a community radio radio station run by your community. It's as simple as that. We do this for love, not for money, and there's plenty of love on this station. All right, 17 minutes to 10 o'clock. Just before that, I played the Doug Parkinson cover of Dear Prudence. I love what he's done with that. It's a very kind of a raw take on it, but I think that's absolutely beautiful. And yes, Tony, absolutely right. That's a great, beautiful South track, and there is, as you say, lots of hidden gems out there for sure. Thanks for listening, Tony. Okay, rightio. Let's go back to some brand new music now because we've got a lot to get through. So this track here is from a guy by the name of Christian Patey. He produces and plays electro alternative pop music, and he supported the likes of Boo Seeker and Thun Mentals and Tash Sultana, to name a few. He's collaborated with an artist by the name of Jimmy Two Socks, one half of the Flight Facilities, and he's currently working on his next EP, and I guess this is one of the songs that is going to be on that very EP. This is called Love Drunk. Turn it up.
Dark room, smoking voices, she's crushing. Pulled out the potion, love drunk girl, knowing that I won't stay. Connected hearts, I feel the pain. I'm running back to you again. Smoked out my thoughts, split my mind in two. Something's dragging me back to my young heart. I feel it pulling me around in circles. I know you wanted to dance, but I was scared to. Now I'll wait here just to feel you.
Don't leave now, I need you. Don't give up, boy, you know it's better for us.
Start again. Open up this 5-grade crush, you've been stuck. Need to break this spell when we grew up together. Seeking each other, but are we really chasing our mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers? Connected hearts, I feel the pain. I'm running back to you again. Smoked out my thoughts, split my mind in two. Something's dragging me back to my young heart. Feel it pulling me around in circles. Know you wanted to dance, but I was scared to. Now I'll wait here just to feel you.
to find, so the wasn't blind. Now I'm diving into love of a higher kind. It's like a revelation. She's my intoxication. She takes me to the edge. She will be my home, with my feet both firmly in the air, and the song of angels everywhere. She takes me to the edge.
Just a great track there from our local artist, Vaughan Adams. His brand new track, She Takes Me to the Edge. And if you go into the 89.7 FM Facebook page, you'll see the video to that brand new track there. And he's just done a sensational job with that track. It is catchy. The lyrics are fantastic. Very one talented Mr. Vaughan Adams is he. On to some more brand new music now. This is a group called Royal Chant, and this is their brand new track called Jet Fighter. I'll tell you more about them after this.
Dreaming of big things.
Brand new there from Royal Chant, Jet Fighter. They are a rock alternative indie garage pop folk and hail from New South Wales. One more brand new track before the news, Aaron Thomas and Before I Met You.
I'm ready. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
My cup, it overflows. I was even thinking about opening up one of my windows. And I don't care if all hell blows in. Baby, this time I swear you won't catch me complaining. 'Cause I love you. Well, it feels like I've been rolling down a hill, like I just had all my teeth knocked out, but I'm smiling still. Now all the words I know of love roll off my tongue, and I kind of feel like a box down a staircase. Baby, I've come undone. 'Cause I love drown.
Seven FM traffic.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's, you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor, Exceed Real Estate, are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
You're at work in the crane moving large chunks of concrete. Your boss is trying to tell you something, but you just can't hear him. It's hard sometimes trying to get your message across when there's too much noise.
Community radio is different.
Sponsorship of Community Radio not only gets your product or service out there to the local community, it also supports a vital local voice for many. Plus, it's very cost effective. For details on sponsorship with 89.7 FM, contact the station on...
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 897fm.com.au.
This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Frank Bonacorso. Australia's inflation rate has risen by 1% for the March quarter and still remains outside the Federal Reserve's target range. But the annual inflation rate has risen by 3.6%, down from the previous year's reading of 4.1%. The most significant price rises for the March quarter were rents, education and medical and hospital services. The Communications Minister says online safety is a collective responsibility from industry to government, but social media platforms need to be part of the equation. Noah Secombe reports from Canberra.
Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says governments all over the world are facing similar challenges to privacy, security and ageing media regulation. She says the eSafety Commission is working to stamp out dangerous material under current laws.
This is not the first time that eSafety has exercised its powers to issue notices of this nature. And again, we back the independent regulator in exercising the powers that are available to them.
Ms. Rowland also defended Senator Jackie Lambie's decision to delete her profile on Elon Musk's social media platform, X. Noah Secombe, National Radio News, Canberra.
Western Australia's Kimberley region is dealing with the biggest mental health crisis it's seen in years, with youth suicide rates rising rapidly and funding drying up. Georgia Fisher has more.
The Kimberley has one of the highest youth suicide rates in the world, and funding dedicated to helping those with mental health issues is running out. In 2023, a 1-in-100-year flood devastated the small town of Fitzroy's Crossing, prompting emergency response funding. However, this short-term funding is running out, leaving regional mental health services exhausted and the communities most vulnerable without secure support. Mental Health Executive Manager at Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Services, Kristen Orazi, wants action on a sustainable funding models and co-collaboration to address the issue properly.
A federal government research body says Australia's healthcare system delivers some of the best value for money of any in the world. Sasha Foote has the story.
The Productivity Commission's conclusion is based on its assessment of how much it costs to treat a disease and treatment outcomes. The Commission found healthcare system productivity grew by about 3% a year between 2011 and 2018, based on a subset of diseases studied, which together account for around one-third of healthcare spending. The growth was driven mostly by improvements in quality rather than cost reductions. The Commission says healthcare spending accounts for 10% of the nation's gross domestic product.
A new website has been launched to help Australians check if they're ready for the shutdown of the nation's 3G mobile networks. Some older 4G phones may also be impacted by the network closures, along with devices such as medical alarms and FPOS terminals. If certain phones and devices aren't upgraded before the shutdown, it could mean they're unable to make emergency calls to 000. Louise Hyland from the Australian Mobile Telecommunications Association says people need to act now to see if they'll be affected.
The range of devices that might be impacted by the 3G network closure include 3G devices and some older 4G phones. And the closures may also affect devices including medical alarms and FPOS machines that rely on the 3G network. There's also some users who might also need a new SIM card when they upgrade their device.
Our main story again, Australia's inflation rate has risen by 1% for the March quarter, but still remains outside the Federal Reserve's target range.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
89.7 FM, weather.
Oh, the weather, yes. It's gone a lot cooler, that's for sure. Yesterday, for the very first time in a very, very long time, I had to pull out a jumper. Oh, okay. It's 25 today. That wind is making things cold too. 26 tomorrow, but it's warming up actually for Friday, 28 and 25 on Saturday. Of course, tomorrow morning, Thursday, the overnight minimum is going to be 14. So if you are off to the dawn service for Anzac Day tomorrow, you definitely will need a jacket. Each and every week, we catch up with our great friends and sponsors, City of Joondalup. And this morning, Joshua joins me in the studio talking e-waste. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very good. Now, you were just talking off air. So you've known about us. You visited us, I believe, when we were in Wanneroo.
That's right, but not as part of City of Joondalup. I was a teenager I was here last time.
Wow.
Yes, when it was in Wanneroo. And I was a guest because I used to volunteer at on community television, Channel 31, if you remember that.
31, yes. Now, that was about 5 years ago that they finished up, wasn't it?
Yeah, a number of years ago.
Yeah.
But yes, when I was a teenager, I was sort of experimenting with different career options and I wanted to see what broadcasting would be like.
All right.
Yeah, so I remember coming on
One of
the shows and just chatting about one of the TV programs I was a part of.
Okay. Yeah. So you had good memories of that, I gather.
Yes.
Yeah. It,
I remember just going in and it was such a novelty to go into a radio station and just chat to people and that's
what shame about the Channel 31 because, community TV and I think they had some really good shows as well, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. It was a really great training ground for people who wanted to get into television at the time. And it definitely served its purpose.
Yeah, for sure.
For quite a number of years.
It did, yeah. All right, but here you are in the city of Joondalup now.
Yes.
And we're talking e-waste.
That's right.
Okay, so of course the city of Joondalup wants to remind people that e-waste does not belong in our recycling bins.
That's right.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And of course, we know things like, just talking about that kind of waste, things like batteries and stuff cannot go in the bin either because, as we've seen at the City of Wanneroo, I think 4 fires already this year in trucks from batteries. And we're talking about those tiny little, button batteries. You would not think they could cause a fire being crushed in the bin, would you?
That's right. Mm. So anything that's classified as e-waste or hazardous household waste can actually erupt fires in our trucks.
Exactly. So when we're talking about e-waste, we're talking things like computer equipment, printers, scanners, telephones, mobile phones, digital cameras and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So, and I mean, the good thing about a lot of this e-waste is that when they're dropped off in the proper places, which you'll tell us where they are shortly, these things can get recycled and reused.
That's right. So a lot of the components within e-waste can be reused and repurposed for different ways.
Yeah.
There's a lot of material and resource that's inside a lot of e-waste.
Of course,
The concerning thing is it's the fastest growing waste stream, not only in this country but globally.
I know. And you sort of think about it, where, apart from being able to use some of it, where is it all going? Because if we, I thought about this actually last night because if you think back to, you're younger than I am, but if you think back to like when I was a child growing up in the 70s and my parents bought their first coloured TV and now this TV was so heavy that you needed 2 or 3 people to help you lift it into the room and then let's say, we want it on the back of this wall. Mm. Well, when you wanted to put it on the back of the wall, you couldn't actually put it right to the back of the wall because the back of the TV in those days had about a foot long of a thing sticking out with all the wires and things inside. And now you look at the TVs today where they're thinner than your finger and you're thinking, where did all that stuff go?
Yeah, I know.
Where did that go?
Yeah, so with technology advancements have also come different challenges.
Yeah.
Because e-waste or just technology in general has become much more affordable and much more accessible.
And that's the thing too, going back to that original piece of furniture, you would call it, of a television.
Yeah.
That was very expensive for my parents to buy that. Probably like half a year's wage.
That's right.
And the thing is though, it lasted. You knew that once you put that in place, it was going to be there for 20 years, like a washing machine, a fridge and everything. Nowadays, if you get 2 years out of it, you're like, oh, well, that was great, two years.
Yes.
You know, and that's why we're building up so much of this e-waste.
Exactly.
And people want, and it's not because in 2 years' time that TV is no good, but people just want to update because they want a better picture, a better quality, or a TV that can do more and more things.
That's right. Same thing with phones and all types of electronics out there. In fact, in 2019, Australia consumed 511,000 tons of e-waste.
Wow.
Yeah, that was in 2019 before COVID. So you can imagine when COVID came into place and working from home became the norm, you can only imagine the amount of electronics that grew in people's homes. Yeah.
So with this waste, people are asked to drop them off in the city of Joondalup. It's the Tamalo Park Recycling Centre, or there's one in Balcatta as well. Mm-hmm. And so that part of that e-waste gets reused for other things. But what happens to the rest of it that can't be used? Where does it end up?
Okay, so the point that we want to bring across to people is we really want them to know that there are multiple points where they can drop off their e-waste.
Mm-hmm.
So there are places like supermarkets where they can drop them off.
Yeah, like the batteries can go to the supermarkets.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. So pretty much e-waste, there is now pretty much a ban coming into effect from July where there will be a ban to e-waste to landfill.
Oh, great.
Yes, because we don't want it contaminating our land either.
Okay, so where's it going to go?
So there are different recycling facilities that can process e-waste.
Ah, right.
Yeah, and so they have the technology and the safety to be able to dissect
to do that.
All the e-waste that needs to be taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So once again, to reiterate, you know, we must not put batteries into bins at all.
Yeah.
And then, and all this other e-waste stuff, there is a place for it once you have finished with it.
That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. So really, people need to understand that if you're putting it into the curbside bin, it's a risk because it can light fires in fire trucks. On the wrong day, if you mix e-waste with other chemicals or other household hazardous waste, it can be disastrous.
Mm.
So now people need to realise that there are so many ways to dispose of e-waste correctly and that there are ways to do it safely as well and to process that e-waste safely.
Yeah, as you say, technology is great and we're moving along at such a speed, I think faster than in any other time in history when it comes to technology.
Yeah.
But there's some downsides as well.
Yeah, exactly. So because of the technology that's growing, we're also growing the amount of e-waste we have.
Exactly, that's right.
Yeah.
And so for all of the e-waste, you know, drop-off points and to ask more information, perhaps what is the best for people to do?
Yeah, so the City of Joondalup has our web pages on waste lists down where you can drop off your e-waste.
Mm-hmm.
There are websites like BeCycle that have a comprehensive and updated list of where they can drop off e-waste and batteries. So a lot of retailers nowadays have those battery bins, and you've probably seen it when you go to Aldi or Woolies or Coles, that they're just right outside near the entrances there.
Exactly. Joshua Tan, you've made all your way into the studio today, so it's great to have some of the City of Joondalup people come into the studio. Thank you so much for your time today, and thanks for being wonderful sponsors of 89.7 FM. We could not do this without you.
Thank you.
Take care. You're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show. After this quick announcement, we're going to hear a lovely track from Echo and the Bunnymen. Stay tuned.
Well, Hola, hola, gente linda. Este es Carito del Latin Studio. Espero que ustedes estén pasando un momento maravilloso. Acuérdense que siempre estamos aquí con todo el corazón abierto para ustedes los sábados de 1 a 3 aquí en los 89.7 FM para traerles las mejores vibras latinas, invitados especiales, noticias, concursos, eventos y mucho más. Sigan conectados aquí en la comunidad, en la radio 89.7 FM.
Hates it all the faking and shit.
Gorgeous track there from Echo and the Bunnymen. Bring on the Dancing Horses. A little bit of an extended mix I snuck in there. All right. Very shortly we're going to hear from our sponsors. And then I'm going to let you know where some of these Anzac Day dawn services will be held in and around the northern suburbs. Right now, though, we hear from our sponsors.
Station sponsor.
Sally really loves your class, but she's lacking in confidence. She stopped doing her homework because, well, she says she's no good at it. What can we do to get her excited again?
Every single day, teacher education graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Blast off to outer space with the City of Wanneroo's Summer Reading Quest. Be a story explorer this summer and take a journey of the imagination by reading what you love. Earn prizes and join us at all libraries for experiences that are out of this world. Explore planets and constellations, learn about your star power and discover ways to keep our planet healthy. Head to library.wanneroo.wa.gov.au to register today.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Nearly 95% of Aussie 5-year-olds are now fully vaccinated, but we need to do more to protect all our kids.
Immunisation saves lives. Get the facts.
Visit the website, authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Thanks to all our sponsors there. 20 minutes past 10 o'clock. You are listening to the Wednesday Morning Show, 897 FM. Thank you for doing so. Right now, my next brand new track comes from an artist by the name of Mode Atlanta. They hail from sunny Queensland and they describe themselves by two ways. The first one, I love this. First one, they describe themselves as a rainbow paddle pop melting on the road. Right, get that one. And then the evergreen kink in your garden hose. Love it. Mode Atlanta, this is their brand new track called Tuesday's Papers.
time. She said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to flagship over the shop. I cut your hair.
Great track. Really do love that one. 28 minutes past 10 o'clock. We're going to get ready to chat very shortly to our next guest, Jacob Vinson. He's released a brand new track in timely fashion for Anzac Day, and it's called What Would I Say? We'll tell you more about that track. But whilst we're going there, we're going to go back to another brand new track now by an artist by the name of Kim O'Leary, and this is called Walk a Mile.
Clearer. is walk a mile, walk a mile, walk a mile, walk a mile. Is walk a mile in my shoes, darling, walk a mile in my
Australian singer-songwriter and author, and she's had a recording and publishing contract in the USA, and she's performed internationally. She's had other artists record her songs, including Johnny Farnham, and she's had song placements in movies and TV. Her name is Kim O'Leary, and that is a very, very catchy song called Walk a Mile. Really dug that song. It's just after 10:30. Our next guest asked himself the question, as I sit here before dawn on another Anzac Day, I can't help but wonder, what would I say to a digger who gave his life so I could live free? This is now part of the lyrics to his brand new track, What Would I Say? He is Jacob Vincent, and he joins me now. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sue, and really appreciate you taking the time to have a yarn.
Oh, look, always love to. And, I mean, this is a great track as well. Of course, you know, Anzac Day tomorrow, so this is a timely release, Jacob.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a couple of years in the making, and we just didn't quite have it all together last year, but so glad to have it out in the world for 2024.
Tell us about the Jacob Vincent story so far.
Yeah, I've been sort of finding my way and developing the songwriting craft the last few years. I put out an EP a couple of years ago when I was really, really fresh to things, but been really grateful to have some great support from the Tamworth Country Music Festival the past couple of years. And this is the lead single off a debut album that'll be out in the next 12 months.
And as you alluded to, you are a country singer-songwriter, so country was always the preferred genre, Jacob?
Yeah, I think somewhere between that Australian sort of storytelling tradition and some of those great American songs that I guess there's been so many artists over the years that have straddled the acoustic performance and the larger sort of rocking ensemble. Like, I've always been inspired by the likes of Paul Kelly and Bruce Springsteen, Neil Young. So somewhere in the middle there, just a good song and a few guitars.
And now to this track, as I said, timely release, given Anzac Day tomorrow, What Would I Say? And this is a great reflection, isn't it? You know, wondering what you would say to a digger who gave his life so that we could live free, Jacob.
Yeah, I think I hope that you know, I'm very proud of the simple language we've sort of used in telling the story. And hopefully it's, I guess, a fresh perspective on the plight and the story of our diggers that landed in Gallipoli. And hopefully, I guess, it can cause some sort of reflection for people to think about, I guess, what they would say in a letter to someone that served for us.
And what do you think you would say? What do you, obviously, you had many ideas.
Yeah, I think I just, you know, the real big calling card for me, I guess, is that there was people so young that were over there and forging signatures just to sign up. And I guess
I know.
I just want to continue that legacy. I mean, the pandemic obviously, I mean, changed things there for a year where people were out at their letterbox. So I just hope that this can help the younger generation sort of empathise. And I mean, we are so fortunate that sort of they're able to uphold our democratic values, and I
Absolutely.
Think we sort of bipartisanly can get around that.
Part of your lyrics to the song, What Would I Say, is not old enough to vote, but old enough to kill. And I mean, this has been reiterated many times in many different ways over many different songs, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've got such a strong legacy, I guess, of, you know, the forefathers of this sort of music, you know, Eric Bogle and John Schumann have done such a good job of sort of capturing the essence of the sacrifices made by our troops. And I guess, when it feels like we're going to the polls every couple of months, it's easy to lose sight of just how fortunate we are to have that opportunity.
Exactly. I mean, other countries where you speak out against the leader and you can disappear overnight, Jacob.
yeah, that's for sure.
We're speaking with Jacob Vinson about his brand new track, What Would I Say? We must just hear from our sponsors. We'll come back with more straight after this. Stay tuned.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions. Like, how much will it cost? Will my kid get to play with their friends? How often do you train? And do I have to volunteer? But there's one question every parent should ask. What does the club have in place to make sure my kid's protected? Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
89.7 FM
subscribes to the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice, which outlines standards relating to program content, including news and current affairs, Australian music, and sponsorship announcements. The codes also outline the principles of diversity, independence, and volunteerism for community broadcasting. If you have a complaint regarding something you have heard on this station, you should put your complaint in writing and send it to the station. If you would like a copy of the Codes of Practice, visit www.cbaa.org.au.
20 minutes to 11 o'clock. You're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show on 89.7 FM. We're currently talking to Jacob Vinson about his brand new track, What Would I Say? Now, Jacob, to finish off this track, once it was written, you went to the Shane Nicholson studio for those finishing touches.
Yeah, I mean, I've been such a massive fan of Shane.
Yeah, I bet.
Both his production work and songwriting work for the best part of two decades. And his sensibility as a songwriter, I mean, he was really able to showcase the lyric exactly how I would have hoped, and so grateful for what he's brought to the project.
Because that's always a worry, isn't it, when you've got something which is kind of your baby and something that you've done, you want to make sure that the final touches are exactly how you kind of had it in your mind about how it wanted to sound.
Yeah, we wanted to preserve, I guess, that feeling of it being an intimate reflection of me with an acoustic guitar and really let the lyrics shine. So, as I said, so grateful for Shane's input.
Look, and you've been quite busy in the last few months, and there's been quite a few highlights for you so far in your music career. What's one of the biggest so far?
I think it's really the friendships and connections made, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, in this sort of subjective medium that isn't as rigid in its structures as some other vocations, like,
yeah.
to have people like Shane, another fellow by the name of Kevin Bennett, just sort of take me under their wing and give me some guidance in things. Like, to have your peers sort of acknowledge and tip their hat to you, like, mm-hmm. that's really amazing. And at Tamworth this year, we're able to sell some tickets for a ticketed show, which people getting out, especially in this sort of economic climate and spending money on live music and even recorded music, like, yeah, you can just never take that for granted. So very grateful to have a bit of an audience building.
And, of course, all this music love for you started off as a young boy growing up in Tassie. You often went through your father's vinyl collection, and you discovered that music was in your blood because your grandfather was one third of the Singing Kettles.
Yeah, and I mean, it's such a great legacy that they've got. I mean, he passed away tragically young at the turn of the 70s, but the surviving brothers kept things going, and it's just great to be able to still find their records in record stores to this day. And they did instill a love of country music in me very early.
Absolutely. Right. Now, what about what's happening for the rest of the year? There's tours. This song is part of an EP or an album. What are your thoughts in moving forward?
Yeah, we've been chipping away, me and Shane, at a full-length sort of album, and this is the lead single. So we'll have a few more to come, and I've heard so many great things about the vibrant music scene over your neck of the woods. So hopefully in the new year we can make the trek. I'm in Brisbane, so we're about as far away as I can be, but definitely plan on sort of doing the lap of the country in the new year and getting to all those places off the beaten path.
Well, Jake and Vincent, as I said before, your new track is What Would I Say? Very timely release for Anzac Day tomorrow. And after the track, I will be talking about the places where you can go and catch the dawn services tomorrow. Would you like to give the intro to your very fine track for us, please?
Awesome. Thanks, Sue. I'm Jacob Vincent, and you're listening to my new song, What Would I Say, on 89.7 FM.
Thank you so much, Jacob. Take care.
As I sit here before dawn, another Anzac Day, I can't help but wonder, what would I say to a digger who gave his life so I could live free? And what I would have done if that digger was me? I'd be sitting with me mates, transported full of truth. No idea what's coming, trembling in me boots. Thinking of my family and all my friends back home. Will I ever see them again? Will I die here all alone? Not old enough to vote, but I'm old enough to kill. To die for king and country, not too young for blood to spill. Send halfway around the world to protect our way of life. Will I have a future? Will I ever take a wife? I've put my trust in people I'll never know or meet. The Pollies and the generals control the fate. Waits for me. We're headed for Gallipoli. Diggers each and every one. Don't have a choice. It's a job that must be done. I look around and see the same glaze in every eye.
bravery mixed with fear. It's the weight in the weight of spies. So once we hit that beach, we're stepping into hell. What lies ahead, only time to tell. Not old enough to vote, but I'm old enough to kill. To die for king and country, not too young for blood to spill. Send halfway around the world to protect our way of life. Will I have a future? Will I ever take a wife? If I was in those diggers' boots, in that time and in their place, there's courage in my heart, same look upon my face. Well, I'd storm that beach at dawn over a century ago, fall at Araburn, old age I'll never know. So what would I say to that digger and his mates who died so wildly freely in this southern land so great? Well, I'd speak to him in actions, things I say and do. Respect others, live in peace, the only true thank you. Not old enough to vote, but I'm old enough to kill. To die for king and country, not too young for blood to spill. Send halfway around the world to protect our way of life. Will I have a future? Will I ever take a wife? Well, he died for our future, and he never took a wife.
Beautiful track there. As I said, from Jacob Vincent, who we just spoke to, What Would I Say? Beautiful words there as well. On that note, there are some dawn services around, of course, all over the place, including the very big one in Kings Park. But for our local northern suburbs people, you can go to the dawn service at Joondalup. That starts precisely at 5:45. That'll be held at the Central Park War Memorial on Grand Boulevard there. That's always a great service, and they do teas and coffees after with the Anzac biscuits. Then in Wanneroo at 5:45, they have the Anzac Day Dawn Service at the Memorial Park there in Wanneroo as well. And for more information, you can just search their Dawn Services.
Mum and Dad and Denny saw the passing out parade at Puckapunyal. It was a long march from cadets. The 6th Battalion was the next to tour, and it was me who drew the card. We did Canungra and Shoalwater before we left. And Townsville lined the footpaths as we marched down to the quay. This clipping from the paper shows us a young and strong and clean. And there's me in me slouch hat with me SLR and greens. God help me. I was only 19. From Buntow riding Chinooks to the dust at Newey Dat, I'd been in and out of choppers now for months. And we made our tents a home, VB and pin-ups on the lockers, and an Asian orange sunset through the scrub. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? And night time's just a jungle dark and a barking M16. And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me. I was only 19. A
operation, when each step could mean your last one on two legs. It was a war within yourself, but you wouldn't let your mates down till they had you dusted off. So you closed your eyes and thought about something else. And then someone yelled out, "Contact!" And the bloke behind me swore. We hooked in there for hours, then it got almighty raw. And Frankie kicked a mine the day that mankind kicked the moon. God help me. He was going home in June. Frankie, drinking tinnies in the Grand Hotel on a 36-hour rec leave in Funtown. And I can still hear Frankie lying screaming in the jungle till the morphine came and killed the bloody row. And the Anzac legends didn't mention mud and blood and tears. And the stories that my father told me never seemed quite real. I caught some pieces in my back that I didn't even feel. God help me. I was only 19. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? And why the Channel 7 chopper chills me to my feet? And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me. I was only 19.
I found myself
out by death. I have but one last thing to say upon my one last breath. My family name was Kelly. Unto this earth I bled. The lawman called me outlaw. My friends, they called me Ned. Set me free. 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 Won't you lay that noose around my neck? Let me fall and be free.
Oh yeah, that's a bit of great track there from Brendan McMahon. His genres are around folk, pop, easy listening, rock and country. That is his latest release. He's from South Australia and he discovered music at around about 15 and loved to watch Jimi Hendrix play on TV. All right, okay. We're going to go to one last brand new track from a group called Chordrazine. This is called Hey Man.
Give up yet. All this life you've been given and the love you believe in that's beating right through your chest. Hey man, you don't have much time. On this earth that is turning, it's not an illusion, so don't let life pass you by untamed. Brother, hold on to this life. Brother, hold on to this life. When the world keeps on dragging you down, and it feels like there's no way out, brother, hold on. Brother, hold on.
Absolutely love that brand new track from a band that's been around actually for a long time. They're called Cordrazine, Aussie rock band. They formed back in 1996. And then they disbanded a couple of years later, but reformed back in 2009. And that's one of their brand new releases. Yeah, rather enjoyed that one. All right, we must hear from news now.
Station sponsor City of Joondalup Leisure Centre, Craigieu, is conveniently open 7 days a week, excluding some public holidays, ensuring they cater for the busiest lifestyle. Sign up for a multi-access membership to receive access to gym, group fitness classes and the outdoor pool. Visit joondalup-leisure.com.au for more details.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
Stroke can happen to anybody at any age. The best way to help someone is to learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical. If you see any of these symptoms, act fast. Learn the signs of stroke and you could save a life. Go to strokefoundation.org.au/fast to find out more.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
This report is brought to you by, well, it could be you. Contact the office of 89.7FM to become a sponsor of this news report. This is 89.7FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Frank Bonacore. So, inflation has risen by 1% for the March quarter, remaining stubbornly beyond the Federal Reserve's target range. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
The latest rise in quarterly inflation reflects worldwide trends where rising costs remain stubbornly high. But the latest consumer price index figures show inflation over the 12 months to March dropping from 4.1% to 3.6%. The quarterly CPI measures the costs of goods and services in the 3 months to March 31st, 2024. Education services rose the most by 5.9%, while clothing and footwear items reduced by 1.1 percentage points. Attention now turns to the Reserve Bank, which may opt to lower interest rates at the next board meeting in 2 weeks' time. Noah Seckham, National Radio News, Canberra.
A former New South Wales teacher who pleaded guilty to maintaining an unlawful sexual relationship with a child now wants the conviction overturned. Gay Grant claims she cannot be held legally responsible due to her gender. Grant is seeking to have her conviction quashed in the Court of Criminal Appeal rather than face a retrial, arguing that as a woman she could not be legally responsible for the crime under laws at the time. A man is in custody after the body of a woman was found in regional Victoria. Laura Devoy reports.
Authorities located the body of the 49-year-old woman inside a Cobram property in Victoria's far north yesterday afternoon. A 39-year-old man has been arrested and remains in custody. The two are believed to be known to each other. It comes just a few days after 28-year-old mother Molly Ticehurst was murdered in her New South Wales home by her ex-partner. The Australian Femicide Watch website says 31 women have died in violent circumstances this year, 11 this month alone. The Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen struggled to comment on the circumstances around the incident this morning, but said violence against women has to stop.
The Tasmanian Liberals have officially secured the support of independent MPs required to govern, but with certain conditions. The Liberals, who've been in power since 2014, won 14 of 35 lower house seats at the March election, four short of a majority. Three first-term Jackie Lambie Network MPs in early April signed an agreement to prop up the Liberals with parliamentary votes of confidence and supply. Signed agreements between Premier Jeremy Rockliffe and two key independents have now been made public. Lost luggage containing uniforms and instruments has forced the New Zealand Defence Force to revise plans to commemorate Anzac Day in Gallipoli. A 40-strong NZDF contingent arrived in Turkey last week, but without their checked bags owing to a transit through flood-hit Dubai, which caused massive disruptions to airport operations. Lost in the mayhem were service dress uniforms and band instruments to be used at the dawn service at Thursday's Anzac Cove service. A spokesman says efforts were made to source musical instruments locally, but it had proved very difficult to find the right instruments. In football, Arsenal have brushed aside Chelsea 5-0 for their biggest English Premier League win over their London rivals. The win ensures Arsenal will go into the weekend atop of the standings, lifting them 3 points clear of Liverpool ahead of tonight's Merseyside derby at Everton.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
89.7 FM, weather.
Weather, yes, it's going to be 25, and that very cold wind we've had in the last day or so will ease a bit later on, and we'll have a mostly sunny day. Tomorrow, 26, partly cloudy for Anzac Day. Friday, though, full sunny day, and we're up to 28 degrees again, looking quite nice over the weekend. It is 7 minutes past 11 o'clock. You are listening to the Wednesday Morning Show here on 897 FM. Thank you for doing so. Our next band hails from the sun-soaked shores of the Gold Coast and are described as an indie alternative rock outfit. They formed back in 2021. Their EP, 19th Avenue, would create a dedicated following around their hometown. They are back now with their latest tracks, Growing Pains, and they are Pet Rhino. And Nick from the band joins me now. Good morning and welcome to the show.
G'day, how's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. Look, you're actually about to embark on an Aussie tour, which includes Coffs Harbour, Newcastle, Sydney, Melbourne. And I'm just wondering if there was a missed line, because I can't see WA in Perth.
I think we'll be looking to get over to WA next, if we can. But, yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get to put it on this year, but that's what we really want to do.
All right. Tell us about Pet Rhino. And just for the record, who and why, tell us about the name behind the band.
Yeah, so it's a pretty interesting one. We used to be called Lamu, was our original name, but we ran into complications with another artist who had the same name, and they had it first. So we changed to Pet Rhino because we had a song called My Pet Rhino that we never released, and we all just thought the name was funny and it was pretty unique, so we didn't want to run into the same issue as well.
Definitely unique. And you're an indie rock alternative, and that's the sound that you've always stayed with?
Yeah, that's correct. So the other three boys in the band originally played in a smaller band a few years ago, and I'd say it was probably a bit more surf rocky, but I think as time's gone on, we've kind of gone, I think I'd say the music's matured a bit over time, but we still take a lot of influence from surf rock, alt rock, indie, that kind of area.
And I believe you had a very busy 2023.
Yes, we had a lot of tours, a lot of recording, and a lot of rehearsing. And now it's good we're starting to see some of the results from that, which is good.
Well, exactly. And I mean, you know, and you've been in the studio as well. And I see that some of your recordings were mixed by Blake Malone, who's done stuff for Amy Shark as well. So that would have been great to get in their studios.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Mm. Blake was very talented and just provided a whole new level to the song. So what we brought to him, we were very happy with, and then he just took it to another level. I hope you guys can see that too, but it's something we're really proud of.
And, of course, Growing Pains, the track that we are talking about, the themes are mental health, relationships and reassurance. Who was the main songwriter, or is it a team effort?
So originally our lead guitarist, Samuel Goff, he wrote the arrangement in his home studio, and then he sent that all to us, and then we went and rehearsed it. And our lead singer, Cairo Smith, he wrote the lyrics for it. So he was the mastermind behind the lyrics for this one.
And is this kind of you know theme of what you're singing about here? Has that been kind of some of the themes of previous songs, or has this taken a new turn?
I think it's a pretty. This one's pretty unique for us.
Yeah.
In that we have, I'd say each of our songs have very different meanings, but mm-hmm. this is one that we're definitely proud of and has a real meaning to it.
And as I said, now, you know, you're going to be embarking on this tour, so this is very exciting. How does that work logistically? Because there are four of you in the band, isn't there?
Yep. So we had our first show last Friday in the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And then this weekend, so on Saturday, we head down to Coffs Harbour. And then the following Saturday, we're staying in Brisbane. And then, so we'll just be driving to and from. And then the week after that, we go to Newcastle and Sydney.
Yep.
And once again, we'll all be driving. We'll probably take a couple of cars, head down and back.
Yeah.
And then we have a Melbourne show on the 25th of May, so we'll fly down for that one.
Okay. I had visions of you having a van that you all get into, and it's shaped like a pet rhino, you know?
Yeah. Maybe in the future, you never know. But for the moment, we're just we got to work with what we got.
And this track, Growing Pains, is part of an album or an EP later on?
So this one's just a single we've released.
Yep.
And then we've got another single coming out May, June, which we also recorded with Blake Malone. And that one we're also very, very excited to release, but we're just biding our time and putting everything into Growing Pains right now.
Uh-huh. And when you're not sort of creating your own music, who are you listening to?
I'm a very big fan of Kings of Leon, Basie Jane, The Ryans. I love Lime Cordial. I've listened to them for years.
Yeah.
So those are probably my big influences. Everyone has different influences, but I also really like Dice right now. They're a Perth band.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very, very indie rock focused for me, but that's similar to all of us.
Uh-huh. And because we say, you know, there's so much music and so little time, isn't there? It's just hard to you know, be able to listen to it all.
I know. Yeah. I've always got it going on in the car, so that's how I get my fix every day, driving to and from wherever I'm going. But yeah, it's very important.
Exactly, that's right. Well, look, we're gonna go now out with your track Growing Pains, so would you like to give it the intro it deserves?
No worries. Yeah, so this is Growing Pains, and we're Pet Rhino, and hope you enjoy it.
Nick, thank you so much for your time this morning at 89.7 FM.
Thank you very much.
Take care. New track there, Growing Pains, Pet Rhino. You won't forget that name. 16 minutes past 11 o'clock. Let's tell you about some other fine quality shows on this very dial. Following us straight after 12 o'clock, stay tuned because Brandon will take you through till 3 p.m. with his lunchtime live. 2 p.m. that is. And he always brings a local artist into the studio. They chat music and there's always a live play in the studio as well. Later on in the early evening from 6 p.m., you can join Lee with the 90s spin. All things 90s with Lee there, and you can be sure that if 90s music is your thing, you'll really enjoy that show. And then from 8 to 10 p.m., One Step Beyond with Mr. Dave Elliott himself, supplying you with the weekly mix of greatest two-tone ska and British indie. He really knows his ska and two-tone. He absolutely loves it, and that's another awesome show right here on Wednesdays. And don't forget, going back to Tuesdays, one day before us, the night before, in fact, you can also hear Dave Elliott with Connor with their show Half the World Away, which is all things British music. And then following on at 8 p.m. till 10 is The Goats with Tony D'Souza. So 4 hours there of some really, really choice music and great announcers in those three gentlemen. All right, Thursdays, don't forget Uncle Bill for the breakfast show. He spins a lot of brand new music, which is always great to hear. Ingle Company with Lisa Evans from 9 to 12. She plays some great music and focuses on community chats as well. Then we have the Thursday Kickback with the lovely Rhonda and Alan. And then, of course, don't forget all the very best in Australian music with The Best of Oz with Kim Harrison and Shades of Punk. If Punk is your thing, with Don Rowe from 8 p.m. And that is most of your Thursday sorted Friday. Once again, the breakfast show with Uncle Bill. We also have the travel show once a month with the lovely Rhonda Wilkie. Friday Free For All with Cambo and Friday On My Mind with Margaret Meadows. We have the 80s mixtape with DJ Sassy later on in the evening, and then Raised on Rock as well. Of course, weekends here are a fabulous choice of all different genres of music right here on the 89.7 FM dial, including if sport is your thing, Talking Sport with Clive, Max and the crew. We also have Press Play with Jessica LeCastro, and this is a brand new show which will be happening not this weekend but the following weekend. Popular tracks from the 90s to now. The Latin Studio with Carita is from 1 p.m. and then Saturday afternoons with the very lovely Robin McClure Holmes, 3 to 5 p.m. She plays lots of different genres, including blues, R&R, R&B, country, rock, Americana, etc., etc. And then, of course, from 5 p.m., she has the very popular DeVille Hour, where she has a worldwide captivated audience for that particular show. And speaking of captivating audiences, you can also find a great show in the Disco Inferno show with Stephen Herbert. He plays all the best in 70s and 80s funk, soul and disco. But once a month he does his disco diversion. And this Saturday night, again, he's going back to the 90s and I believe another Brit Fest. And if it's anything like the one he did a couple of weeks ago, I just will be in my absolute element. So always a great show, no matter what he chooses to do. And a wealth of music encyclopedia is Steve Herbert. Joining the dots with Stefan Thomas will take you through that musiversum as well, for anything and everything in music. He's another guy that loves his music and he loves to share his music love with our listeners here on 89.7 FM. Once again, to remind you that...
join us on 89.7 FM for breakfast from 6 to 9 for the latest traffic updates, weather and fuel prices.
I pressed the wrong button there. Once again, just to remind you too that we are all volunteers here on 89.7 FM. Should you like to sponsor the radio station, we can't do this thing without the kind sponsorship of business and such. So we ask you to head to our website, go to the contact details there and check out how to get in contact with us for to sponsor the station. It's not expensive, and you are also supporting the community who support our artists etc., etc. All right, enough of my chat. Let's go back to this. Oh no, that definitely was not the track. This is a brand new track. Another new artist. Turn it up and enjoy.
Who do you want me to be? Use your magic, but voodoo will not work on me. Who do you wish I could be in your third person? Sailing on to the seas, wash away all the salt from the stars up above. There I can explain all of the feelings you're giving.
Oh my gosh, how beautiful is that track? That is from an artist by the name of Angelina Curtis. And would you believe she is only 16? She's a singer, songwriter, pianist, and guitar player, and she's been obsessed with music forever. She was an Australian Idol top 8 finalist and semi-finalist of the International Songwriting Comp and a Wham Award winner as well. She lives a pretty busy life. She's a film actor as well as musician, and some of her songs are inspired by characters that she's played. I think we'll definitely have to get her on the show. As I said, she hails right here from Perth.
Strong, a lot of things going on.
Mayfield in the mix. That was Superfly there. Great funky stuff there. All right, 28 minutes past 11 o'clock. Our last guest will be chatting with very, very shortly. They are Eastbound Buzz, and we're going to chat to Jerem from the group and play their latest single, It Gets Better, which if you had a listen to the Goats show last night, you would have heard it there as well. Actually, Tony D'Souza played one of the older tracks and then one, and then the brand new one, which we're going to play too very shortly. It Gets Better. But right now, though, we're going to go back with another brand new release from an artist by the name of Bruce Sedano called Talking Ugly Truth. Oh, and also just all back to the Disco Inferno show. I gave you the wrong information there. He won't be doing the 90s, Brett. He's actually doing, he's doing a British 80s extended session this Saturday night from pop to indie. So you can be rest assured it will definitely be very good, whatever he chooses. All right, let's go back to this.
He tells her what she wants to hear. She's got her own twisted reality. It's late night sex and warm Belgian beer. They're living lives of stolen opportunity. Now she got more tattoo cool than him. He keeps the weapons buried in their waterbed. Tripping on the dark with the black light dim. They keep repeating stories they've already said. Hey, it's been a wild ride, filled with lows and highs. You take all your medicine in stride, driving down the dark side with the shadows of the night. Talking ugly truth, telling pretty lies. Talking ugly truth, telling pretty lies. All that dirty money that got washed away, it all comes back to haunt you like a doggone bed. Just when you think you've made your great escape, you find another way to just get caught again. It's been a hard time. A truth no one denies. Make stupid choices and you pay the price. Rolling with the crazies down a crooked mind. Talking ugly truth, telling pretty lies. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing's ever free. Better learn before it gets too late. Cause you don't see him coming when the man is on his way. Got you with your pants down round your knees, down by your feet. Talking,
just talking.
I don't know what this fascination is, Bonnie and Clyde. Didn't they see the way that story ends?
No.
shot them all to pieces. The way you land your life, talking ugly truth, telling pretty lies. Talking ugly truth, telling pretty lies. Just talking ugly truth, telling pretty lies. Talking ugly truth, telling pretty lies. Talk, 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 talk. Just talk, 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 talk.
Loving you, something that I just never understood. Broken crown, smoky dreams, these things that I should be leaving now. Now I don't want no none of this, no nothing at all. I got my own mind, this is my place in time. Might as well spend it in the sunshine. Go, 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 go. Let me see that body, body move so slow, so slow, so slow. Hello. Go, 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 go. Let me see that body, body move so slow, so slow, so slow. Hello. Give me something, only something to believe in. My, 'cause I didn't choose the one I was so. So lock the door in my own mind. I left the room wide open and restored my sight. Just to build it up and I build it up again. Go, 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 go. Let me see that body, body move so slow, so slow, so slow. Hello. Go, 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 go. Let me see that body, body move so slow, so slow, so slow. Hello. Mother's gift to a child, not to destroy, but to rejoice one another, to share this place we call here. Oh, here. Let me see that body, body move so slow, so slow, so slow. Hello. Go, 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 go. Let me see that body, body move so slow, so slow, so slow. Hello.
Just another delightful brand new track from another artist by the name of Kauri. He's an Indigenous artist, hails from New South Wales, a guitarist, singer, songwriter. You can find that song and him in all the usual places. And speaking of beautiful, sublime tracks, our next band has just released their gorgeous track, It Gets Better. They hail from Melbourne, a five-piece indie Americana style. They are Eastbound Buzz, and Jaron from the group joins me now. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
G'day, how you going?
I'm very well, thank you. Look, now I believe this music thing began with all of you as childhood friends. So friends who had the same loves and aspirations.
Yeah, yeah. So me and our bass player, Jet, we're from a little town called Wagga Wagga in New South Wales.
Yep.
And yeah, kind of grew up doing the pub scene down there and moved to Melbourne when we were kind of 19, 20 and found the rest of the people in the band there. It's been a story since then.
Exactly. And were you affected by the floods recently or that wasn't in your area?
No, missed that. Missed that, luckily.
Well, look, going back to your music, 2017, your first EP, and since then you've amassed a large following. And so you're still on that direction that you initially set out to be?
Yeah, yeah. I think, as musicians can probably all attest for it, changes as you kind of go and experience different things. But we're definitely feeling great about it. And I think the sound we have at the moment, we've recently got a couple of new members join us who've kind of added a bit of a difference to the sound. But yeah, we're very still much motivated and interested and, yeah, writing as much as we ever have.
And look, so far you've been filling up large venues and supported some really notable names. What have been some of your biggest highlights to date?
Probably bursting into like the kind of festival scene has been a highlight. Like that's kind of led to doing Port Ferry in Victoria, and it's kind of taken us up to shows in Townsville and Brizzy, and then we're actually over in Western Australia for the first time.
Yeah.
In March and played Nanup there, which was a great highlight.
Yes, yeah. Look, it's great to have the Eastern States artists coming over because, you know, often we do get missed because I guess it's the affordability amongst other things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're kind of lucky that our booker lives in Perth, so he's kind of got good connections and kind of made the trip worthwhile, and we were able to kind of line up six or seven shows while we were over there. Which kind of helps with the cost side of it all.
Oh, absolutely. We're speaking with Eastbound Buzz. We must just hear from our sponsors. We'll come back with more straight after this. Stay tuned.
Station sponsor.
Business, science, nursing. In every industry, there's a key thing employers are looking for. Creative thinking. It empowers you to overcome obstacles, sparks new ideas, and makes your voice cut through the noise. And at ECU, it's embedded in our teaching and learning. Study with flexibility and level up your career with creative thinking. Search ECU Postgrad and apply now. ECU, creative thinkers made here.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions. Like, how much will it cost? Will my kid get to play with their friends? How often do you train? And do I have to volunteer? But there's one question every parent should ask. What does the club have in place to make sure my kid's protected? Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
20 minutes to 12 o'clock. Thanks for our sponsors there. You're listening to Wednesday Morning Show. We're currently speaking with Jaron from Eastbound Buzz. Great title, by the way. How did that come about?
The band name or the song?
The band name, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. The band name, it was kind of a amalgamation of a couple different names we had floating around. Our guitarist at the time wanted to be Blood Buzz, and I thought that was a bit too metal for us.
Yeah.
So we just kind of incorporated the directional element, which kind of, you know, harks back to folk songs and Americana and that kind of side of our sound, so... Very, just felt like it kind of encapsulates the buzz of rock and roll and, you know, the folky element as well.
Oh, very, very good name. Now, the writing process, who is the main man or is it a joint effort?
I've been the main man for the most part, we've started writing collaboratively a bit more kind of over the past 6 months, but it gets better. I kind of had rattling around for a year or so and the band just kind of slowly built around. Well, I had the verse and chorus and the rest kind of added their bits and bobs to the tune.
It's kind of like building something, isn't it, when you're making a song? You know, starting with the smaller pieces and then building up and up until you get exactly what you want, the finished product.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I've kind of always laid down the foundation, so to speak, and everyone else adds their own flavour from there.
They put the furniture in.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Put the roof on.
Exactly. It Gets Better is basically that's what it's about. You know, things, you know, can sometimes be tricky, hard, you know, not the way you want it to be, but basically hold on because it gets better.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. It's kind of about, yeah, just being hungry for change and some kind of success, I guess, and being motivated and having faith that everything will turn out.
Exactly. And producing side of things, who do you go to for that?
This is actually our first time working with a bloke called Alex Gorman down here. So he works in a studio out in the suburbs and, yeah, has done stuff for Angie McMahon-Pass, probably the most notable. So, yeah, he had a great production and kind of offered some unique perspectives as well on the tune.
Yeah, that's always good to have that, you know, outsider looking in, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Someone who's a bit impartial to the song and isn't attached to it, really.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, you're launching this, and is this part of an EP album? Where are you going with this one?
It's a standalone for now, but it might be added to an album later down the line. We're kind of hoping to put an album together this year to be released next year. And likely this will end up on it, but for now we're just kind of letting it exist as its own thing and seeing how, yeah, people react to this kind of sound.
And once again, tours?
Well, yeah, would love to get back to WA, and we're always playing down the East Coast. But yeah, hopefully we can get back and do some more festivals over your way.
And lastly, when you're not doing your own thing, who are you listening to?
I'm a big Bruce Springsteen dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that kind of heartland rock sound. Yep. Locally, I love bands like Middle Kids. Yeah, Christopher Coleman's a guy down Tassie that I like. And a lot of Melbourne stuff as well. Like there's a band called Creature Fear down here that we're good mates with. Yeah, just a bit of a melting pot, to be honest.
So much music, so little time.
Exactly, yeah, there's heaps.
Well, look, we're going to go out now with your brand new track, It Gets Better, which has been played quite a few times, actually, on this very station. Would you like to give it the intro it deserves?
Yeah, thanks for listening. This song is It Gets Better by Eastbound Buzz. Hope you dig it.
Take care.
Good on you, thanks.
I'm held up just to look around the corner, running in touch for my brothers. Oh, fasting, everything looks so different on the outside. Turn like my cheek to the pressure. Takes a little time to miss it. Takes a little heart.
It's the waiting. We hold each other back. So much better than that. Can I feel it get better? If I scream it and push against the tide, I wanna see you loving light. I feel it gets better.
Beautiful track there, Eastbound Bars. It gets better. You have been listening to the Wednesday Morning Show. Thank you so much for doing so. We're going to love and leave you. We'll see you next week. Oh, and on the note of Disco Inferno show too, this is Steve's last show before he sails off, or rather flies off, into the sunset halfway around the world to go back to England where he came from, just to have a little bit of a holiday. So there will be about 2 or 3 weeks of just the playlist of Disco Inferno while Steve takes a break. All right, but we'll look forward to your company same time next week and do this thing all over again. Stay tuned to 89.7 FM, where we provide always that great platform for brand new music across the board here. We are proud to support all in our community, so support us back. That's what we need. We're going to go out now with a couple more brand new tracks. The first one is from Gratz and it's called Submerge Me. It's really, really good. And then we're going to hear from Lily Anna and the Maverick Queen and a track called Stuck in the Mud. Here they are now, and this will take you up to news.
Submerge me, submerge me. submerge me, submerge me in you.
Station sponsor.
Creative thinkers aren't born, they're made. We mix innovation with imagination to create digital worlds from scratch, to 3D print new food from old, to pioneer research in renewables, health and cybersecurity. Because we question, challenge, imagine. You will too. We'll help make creative thinking your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The Community File.
Right now, you're here to hear what's coming through your speakers. But have you thought about how you can be here to hear when a mate, colleague, or loved one needs a chat? Ask, are you okay? And let the people you care about know you're here to really hear them, because a conversation could change.